First of a four-game series with the Rangers visiting Target Field and Minnesota. A.J. Griffin just off the DL to make the start for Texas. And at the top of the first, Nomar Mazara gives him an early lead.
Swung on, line drive, center field, base hit. Racing around third to Shields, heading for the plate. Here's the throw by Buxton. He scores standing up. And Mazara has given the Rangers a 1-0 first inning lead.
Two men out there for Gallo. A 1-1 game. And this ball hit well out to center field. Buxton looking up. That one is sailing into the upper deck. Joey Gallo with a mammoth home run. This one good for three runs. And a curve swung on and missed. Strike three. And hits this one on the ground. Shortstop Andrews. Quick flip to second. Odor's turn in time.
And there's a swing and a miss. A 1-2-3 inning for A.J. Griffin. And here comes the pitch. Swung on and a dribbler up the first baseline. Claudio off the mound. He's got it. He tags Maurer and the ball game's over. The Rangers have won it 4-1.
Texas behind A.J. Griffin picks up a 4-1 win over the Twins. Griffin is now 5-2. The Twins dropped their ninth game out of their last 12. Dylan G made his first appearance as a Twin, marking the 30th different pitcher to appear this season for Minnesota, setting a new franchise record. The Rangers got a big effort on the mound from A.J. Griffin and a big swing as they go on to beat the Twins 4-1 in Minnesota Thursday. Here's the reaction afterwards from Texas manager Jeff Bannister.
Well, I think it allows them to capitalize on some momentum coming out of the home stand. We got a win last night. And then for us to stack another win on top of it, obviously these guys, they need that right now. We need that. We need to be able to put some wins together, but just a tremendous start by A.J. Griffin. Extremely efficient with all of his pitches. Similar to what we've seen in the past when A.J. is on a roll, the fastball up in the zone, getting some fly balls, breaking ball down to keep him off balance. But I thought he had an excellent mix with the change up tonight, only giving up the two hits. Nothing really hard, but quick tempo tonight, I think, was allowed him to keep these hitters off balance.
A.J. Griffin returned from the DL and picks up his fifth win of the season, going six innings, giving up just two hits and one run. He talks about how he felt after the game.
Getting my feet wet again was fun. I had those first day of school jitters a little bit last night, but once the game got going out there, I kind of settled in a little bit and just tried to have fun and play ball. I was just trying to mix up my pitches, keep them off balance, speed them up inside, then try to throw off speed away and vice versa and stuff. I was just trying to move the ball around the zone and keep them off balance.
Joey Gallo is on a tear. His three-run home run in the top of the fourth inning gave the Rangers a 4-1 lead for good. It was his third straight game with a home run and second in a row off of a left-hander. So what's gotten into him?
It was he was tough lefty on lefty, that guy. So, I was just trying to get something in the zone and try to put any kind of bat on the ball, and just happened to go over the fence and went my way. So I got pretty lucky there. This is the same. I just go up there with the same approach and same plan. And, I always said, my intent is to do damage every time I'm at the plate. That's all I've ever known. So, obviously I'm going to work on some more things. But, in a situation like that, I'm just trying to get ourselves a big lead. And, it worked out. And we were able to kind of just cruise the rest of the game with a nice cushion. So,
the series continues on Friday with Bartolo Colon taking the mound for Minnesota against Martin Perez of Texas.